Tonight, I stand in front of you as an evangelist, and I'm going to give you an evangelistic message, all right? All right? Oh, hallelujah. If you invite an evangelist, it's your own mistake. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I had an experience with the Lord, and I vowed to Him, that's decades ago, wherever I go, I will preach on the power of the blood of Jesus. And I do that without apologies. I find it's one of the greatest and most glorious messages, most liberating. And it hits right into the heart of everything. Of everything. Knowing in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18. That you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Amen. And of course, 1 John 1 verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from every sin. Jesus died for the sins of the world. The world, the whole world, not just favor on a handful of people or a few chosen frozen, but the whole world will benefit from the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I preach the gospel across the globe, and oftentimes, very often, to people of all different religions. One lady in India came to me and she said, how can you claim that the blood of Jesus, you are Jesus, has the power to wash away the sins of all people? She said, if your Jesus was a good Jesus, maybe his blood could wash away the sins of 100 people. And if He was an exceptionally good person, maybe 1,000 people, but no more. It says, all sins, all people. It's so comprehensive, it's so fantastic. I don't blame anyone if they say their minds are blown by it. But what is the secret of His power? What is the secret of the power of the blood of Jesus? Medical science tells us that a baby gets the blood from the father. There is a genetic link, and it can be scientifically proven that between the father and the child, and the proof is in the blood. And if there is any doubt as to the paternity of a certain child, a blood test may be taken of the man in question and the baby. And then normally a doctor can point to one of those men and say, you in the middle, you are the biological father of this child. The proof is in the blood. The proof is in the blood. Now, who was the father of Jesus? That's an awesome thought. Who was the father of Jesus? If Joseph was the father of Jesus, the blood of Jesus would not be precious. It would have had not the power to wash away the sin of a single person. If Joseph had been the father of Jesus, the blood of Jesus would have been as ordinary as my blood or your blood. But the whole point is Jesus did not have an earthly father. His father was and is the heavenly father. Wow. Some people say, how can that be? Mary was flesh and blood. God is a spirit. The answer is simple but profound. God and man became one in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Hallelujah. God was the father of Jesus. So the blood of Jesus was special. The blood of Jesus was special. There was a secret with the blood of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I believe this is the secret of the power of the blood of Jesus. The Bible takes great care to explain to us how Jesus was conceived. This actually is central, is pivotal to our salvation. Luke himself writes about it. He must have had an interview with Mary, the mother of Jesus. He must have asked her, Mary, tell me, how did you conceive Jesus? And Mary told him, the power of the Almighty overshadowed me, and I conceived of the Holy Spirit. Luke wrote it down. It's in your Bible. It's central to our salvation. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. I see it wherever it is applied to millions upon millions upon millions of people. It still has the same power. It washes them from all sins. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I've told this to, on other occasions. I will never forget it for as long as I live. I was invited for a television interview, national television, discussing religious questions. Well, I was very fortunate to be invited. And when I arrived there, I found that they only had invited another expert, and he was an atheist. So I thought to myself, how come they invite for this discussion an atheist and me, a hot evangelist? And then I got that, wow, I think they have done this because they won a good fight. And I must confess, my German nature sometimes is still quite awake. I like a good fight myself, especially when it comes to Jesus. I spoke of a good fight. Now, here the moderator starts the talk. We are live on television, nationwide. And here the atheist takes off. And he says, Bonky, you preach that there's power in the blood of Jesus. I said, yes, I do. He said, I believe there is no power in the blood of Jesus whatsoever. I said, why do you say that? He said, because the blood of Jesus is already 2,000 years in this world. And the world today is worse than it was 2,000 years ago. And because the presence of the blood of Jesus in this world has not made this world better, but it has become worse, that's why I say there is no power in the blood of Jesus. I said, mister, wait. I want to reply. I said, mister, there is also soap in this world, yet many people are still dirty. I said, mister, let me explain to you how soap works, in case you don't know. I said, if I am dirty and I stand next to a piece of soap, I will not be automatically clean. Soap doesn't work automatically, no matter how close you get to it. I said, mister, you won't even be clean, even if you should work in a soap factory. I said, now, mister, this is what's going to happen. If you want to know what soap can do, you've got to reach out with your hand. Get that piece of soap and start to apply it. Amen. Oh, I said, if you do, you will know that there's power in the soap. I said, and so it is with the blood of Jesus. It's not enough to know it. It's not enough to sing about it. It's not enough to preach about it. I said, mister, now I dare you. Reach out for the blood of Jesus. Apply it to your sinful life. And if you do, something will happen to you. What has already happened to hundreds of millions of people all over the world. You will jump up. You will throw up your arms. You will shout. You will sing. You will say, there's power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Hey. This man looked at me. He said, oh, Punky, you're different. I said, what do you mean? Well, he said, I met some evangelists before, but you are different. Something is emanating from you. He said, I already tried to analyze what the difference may be between the other evangelists I met and you. I think, he said, the others are amateurs and you are a professional. I said, mister, I'm sorry to say, but you are wrong again. I said, I'm not a professional evangelist. I tell you what I am and who I am. I said to him, I am a living piece of evidence that there is power in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Blessed be the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Now, I still must tell you this. When I left Television House, walking to my car, suddenly somebody tapped me on my shoulder. I look around. My atheist. He said to me, Bonke, would you please pray for me? Oh, hallelujah. 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 Atheism is intellectual vandalism. That's my definition for atheism. But Jesus is here to save every atheist. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Hey. I want to hurry. This is the internal application of the blood of Jesus. If you are aware of guilt, if you're aware of sin, if you're aware of bondages, of burdens, of torments, you may apply the precious blood of Jesus to all those ills, and you will leave this arena completely free. Say amen. Amen. Now, I want to quickly come to my last point, but the honey is at the bottom. It's the best. You want to hear more? Yeah. I love you. I love you. This is a preacher's paradise here, Brian. They want more? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want more. Glory to God. I like it. Australia is a favorite place. Jensen, Australia is a favorite place. Now, there is something that has blessed me. I never heard anybody else preach about it. Doesn't matter. I keep preaching it, okay? It's in the book of Leviticus. I would have never thought I would discover it there. It's in the book of Leviticus. Now, I made a mistake. Yes, it's in the book of Leviticus chapter 8. Verse 22 to 24, 25, 26. You can read it yourself. Now listen. It says there, and Moses killed the ram of consecration. And he took some of its blood and put it on the tip of Aaron's right ear and on the thumb of his right hand and on the big toe of his right foot. Moses, that's now Old Testament, okay? Moses took the ram of consecration and he sacrificed it. He took one drop of blood and put it on the right ear of Aaron. Another drop of blood on the thumb of his right hand. Another drop of blood, he put it on the big toe of Aaron's right foot. He marked Aaron and all his sons with the blood of the sacrifice. Suddenly, my heart made a jump into the New Testament. I said, wow, the blood of Jesus must have a similar function. It's not just for internal application, it is also for external application. You say, wait a minute, that was Old Testament, we are now in the New Testament. Thank you for the point. But my point is that the Old Testament foreshadows what the New Testament does. And I believe with all of my heart that there is a connection between the blood of the ram and the blood of the Lamb of God. Because what happened in the Old Testament symbolically happens in the New Testament in reality. And when Jesus saves you, two things happen. First of all, he washes you from the inside. Secondly, he marks you externally. Ear, hand, and foot. Hallelujah. Now you say, what is that for? Can I tell you here in Australia how I would explain that in Africa? Yeah. Ah, okay. My mind works in pictures. And this is how I explain it to them. I say to them, if you receive Jesus as your Savior tonight, and you become washed in His precious blood, and marked by His blood, and you go home through the dark alleys and streets in thick darkness because it's night, and you are full of joy, rejoice, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. I say to them, when you come around a dark bend, in that dark corner are sitting three demons. One big one, two small ones. One senior, two junior. They see you, but you don't see them. And they see that you are extremely happy. And while you keep praising the Lord, suddenly the big demon screams. He calls the little demons and teaches them. He says, can you see that woman? Can you see that man? And can you see those children? Look, they are marked with the blood of Jesus. And the big demon teaches the young demons, and he will say to them, whenever you see somebody marked with the blood of Jesus, don't touch them. Don't touch them. Because if you do touch them, A legion of holy angels will bounce on you immediately. Say hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, the blood of Jesus is not just a cleansing agent. The blood of Jesus is here for our perfect protection. Your perfect protection against all curses, against all witches, against all the evil the devil may invent. We are uncursable because we are under the protection of the precious blood of Jesus. Shout amen. Yes, we are protected. We are protected. I want to tell you a little bit. I think that may interest you. What has happened to me? Because as I crisscrossed the world, and as I have crisscrossed Africa, I have become the focus of attack, counter attacks of Satan many times. In Africa, millions love me. I love them all. But millions love me too. But there are a few who hate me. And you know, shall I tell you who the ones are that hate me? They are the sorcerers. They are the witches. Because they say, when Bonky comes to town, our business goes bankrupt. I take it as a compliment. Hey! Oh, hallelujah! I can't preach the gospel without emotions. Oh, there's a difference between emotionalism and emotion. I'm not emotionalistic, but I love emotions. It stirs my heart. Amen. Many times, witches, sorcerers came to curse me. Can I tell you quickly one little story? Ah, my goodness. In one crusade, four witches came and they said, "We are going to curse Bonke." I don't know anything about such hocus pocus. But this is what happened. Four came. And they said, "We position ourselves at the four corners of his crusade site." And then they were synchronizing their watches. And they said, "The same split second when Bonky preaches, we are going to call up evil spirits. We will hurl them against him on the platform and he will be paralyzed." I sat on my chair there. The singers were singing. Oh, they were singing far too long for my taste. You know, when your gun is loaded, it's a torment if you can't pull the trigger. Oh, I sat there. I smelled nothing of demons at all. When I sat there, I felt the anointing of the Holy Spirit on me, around me, everywhere. And by the way, gloriously protected. Hallelujah. Then they said, "And now evangelist Reinhard Bonke will come to the microphone." I went to the microphone and I, as my habit, it's just a habit, I said, "Hallelujah." That one little hallelujah was enough. And it snapped four times. Snap, 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 snap. Those four sorcerers came together and they said, "Bonky is too powerful. We can never curse him." They got into contact with the biggest witch on earth and said, "Please fly to Africa We pay you a first class ticket. Come and curse Bunk. Now, I don't want to be too much in suspense. I will already want to tell you up front that that was a first class mistake. That which came, I was in another crusade. Those four sorceress were sitting in the middle of the crowd, or standing in the middle of the crowd. We have no seating. Getting hot. Hallelujah. And that big witch, that top number one, internationally top number one, a woman, was sitting in between. I was sitting on my chair. I didn't smell any devil. I felt the anointing. Oh. Jesus. Hey. They said, Evangelist Rainer Bonk is going to preach. I jumped up, I took the microphone. I just said a little, hallelujah. That moment, that big witch that had come first class had an asthma attack. She started to wheeze. I'm dying, take me out. They carried her out. I nearly went down to pray for her, because you know we happen to pray for the sick. Now you say, Reinhard, how do you know all this? Good question. I'll tell you how I know all this. One of those four sorcerers came back. He stood in front of me, shaking like a leaf in the wind. He told me the whole story. He said to me, Bonke, today I have seen that your Jesus is stronger than my Lucifer. Rejoice! 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 Therefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. He said to me, I want your Jesus. All devils were cast out of him. Others got in on the act. My latest information is that man today is an evangelist. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, hallelujah! Oh, there's power in the blood of Jesus. No matter what the devil cooks up, you don't need to swallow what he cooks up. Amen. We are bought with a price. And what a price. Have a look at my watch. It's a cheap watch. But I bought it with my money. And I don't want anybody to steal my watch. That's why I watch my watch. What I want to say? I want to say this. If I look after my property, and you look after your property, God looks after his property. We are marked with the precious blood of Jesus. We are not up for chances. We are not up for anything. We are safe and secure in the arms of Jesus. Shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 What a mighty God we serve. I spoke to a young man in Africa. I said to him, when are you going to get saved? He says, I want to get saved, but I can't. I said, why can't you? He said, my parents are witches, my grandparents are witches, and their parents were witches. I live in a house filled with witches and with witchcraft and the devil himself. He said, I can't make it as a Christian right there. You know what just came to my head that moment? It must have been the Holy Spirit. I said to him, young man, answer a question. Can a man live on the moon? Yes or no? He didn't know what I wanted to say, so I had to answer it for him. I said to him, the answer is both no and yes. The answer is no if he goes to the moon the way he is. He won't survive 5 minutes. The answer is yes if he goes in a spacesuit. A spacesuit is a replica of Earth's atmosphere. And wherever he goes, he lives. You know, I mean, the Americans have shown the way. And so it is with the blood of Jesus. If you receive Jesus and his blood washes you inside and marks you outside, something will wrap around you. It is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's like a spacesuit. Wherever you go, you are more than a conqueror through him who loves you. Say amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. The devil only thrives on bluster and on nonsense. Let me put it this way. You as a Christian, you are in a very dark room all by yourself. Oh, and suddenly you hear a terrible roar of a lion right behind you. You get a fright. You say, whoa, I'm going to be eaten for breakfast. But then you go to the switch. The light switch, and you turn it on. And then you look for the lion. You'll be surprised. There is no lion. All you see is a mouse with a microphone. Jesus has conquered Satan. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. Jesus saves. He washes inside. He marks you outside. He surrounds you from all sides. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. If you don't enjoy my preaching, I enjoy it myself. On the throne, now and forevermore. Jesus is right here. He's right here. Let's close all our eyes. I want to speak to those who are still bound by sin and by torment and by fear. You want to apply the precious blood of Jesus to your life. Jesus is here and he'll make it efficacious. He makes it to work inside if you ask him by faith. And his blood will wrap around you. You will be immunized from all those terrors that ever haunted you and haunted you. Jesus is here to forgive your sins. His love discriminates against nobody. No matter what your background, your religion, or what you have done, what evil you may have done, even if you've got blood, human blood on your hands, Jesus is here. His blood will cover all blood. Hallelujah. I would like to ask who is here tonight and you want to apply the precious blood of Jesus to your life of sin and you want Jesus to set you free right now. I want to pray with you this moment and I tell you the miracle of salvation will happen to you wherever you are. Lift your hand, let Jesus see your hand and I'm going to pray for you. Come on, just lift your hand, wave your hand that I can acknowledge it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just wave your hand that I can see it here in this big great auditorium. Wave it, wave it. God bless you, God bless you, everywhere, everywhere, right from the top to the bottom. Blessed be the name of Jesus. My time is up, but I want to pray for you and with you, and I believe Jesus is there wherever you are, and by faith you will reach out for the blood of Christ. You will apply it to your own life. And then Jesus will anoint your ear. He will anoint your thumb. He will anoint your foot. And you will go out and you can breathe heaven's air, even if you should live at the very portal of hell. I want everyone who raised their hands, just stand up. I don't call you forward. Just stand up. I want to pray with you as you stand up. Please stand up wherever you are. Stand up, please, wherever you are. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want everyone to close their eyes, everyone to lift their hands. I want everyone to repeat this prayer in support of those who stand. Pray it from the bottom of your heart. God is not watching your lips now. He's watching your heart. Say, dear Lord Jesus Christ, I am in need of cleansing because I am a sinner. Wash me now with your precious blood that you shed for me when you died on the cross. I turn away from evil. I turn to you, Lord Jesus. By faith, I accept your offer. I receive the cleansing power of your blood. I am now washed in your precious blood. Thank you for having come into my heart. As of today, I will follow you all the days of my life. And now, Lord Jesus, mark me with your precious blood. My ear, my ear, my hand, my foot. Protect me from the evil one. Let your blood be my perfect protection, as it is my perfect cleansing. I believe with my heart what I speak with my mouth. Jesus is now my Savior. I am uncursable forever because God has blessed me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give a mighty hand for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, thank you. Oh, you know, there's more, far more power in the blood of Jesus than just for the uses I have mentioned, because by his stripes we are healed. In Africa, I cannot leave the platform. You know, I've had a crusade where we had 200,000 counselors, 30,000 ushers. I mean ushers without a P in front. Ushers, 30,000 ushers. So I dare not go down from the platform because a stampede will develop. It would be terrible. I always stand on the platform and I pray for the sick. And I tell you, I can't come from the platform often, but Jesus does. Jesus does. I want to pray for the sick right now. If you are sick, stand in the name of Jesus. I'm going to pray for you right now. And Jesus will come to you and he will lay his hand on you and he's going to heal you. Amen. Are you ready? Are you ready? We are not called to do the possible. Because we do the possible every day. I don't know about you, but I do the possible every day. Jesus has called us to do the impossible. And what is impossible with man is now, this moment, possible with God. And every incurable disease is now curable. You're going to be healed from diabetes right now. Forever. Fibrosis. Cancer. Are you ready? Put one hand on the sick part of your body if you can. If you've got more diseases than you've got hands. No joke. Then just put one hand on your head. And I pray that Jesus may place his hand, on your head. And his power will rock your whole body from top to toe. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. If Jesus would only say the same, he said 2,000 years ago, I would not want to call him being the same. But Jesus is not only saying the same, he is also doing the same. Today, as he did 2,000 years ago, and because he says the same today, and he does the same today, we say he is the same today. And that applies for this very moment, in the mighty name of Jesus. One hand on the sick part of your body, your other hand, let it be lifted to heaven. Our help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. For a half a minute, everybody open their mouth. Let's worship Jesus. Come on, let's worship him. I worship you, Lord. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, I worship you, Lord Jesus. You are the same today. In the name of Jesus, I come against every spirit of infirmity. I break its power. I command it to depart. And I speak health to you. Receive healing in the name of Jesus. I come against all incurability in the name of Jesus. Be healed from your lung disease. Be healed from cancer. Be healed from leukemia. Be healed from pancreatic cancer now in the name of Jesus. You shall not die. You shall live and declare the works of the Lord. I come against rheumatism and arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, in the mighty name of Jesus. Be healed from the cause of all paralysis. shall be healed now. Your vertebra column shall be renewed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed from depression, all mental affliction. In the name of Jesus, I break the curse of depression over everybody present suffering from it this moment. And as of this moment, the joy of the Lord shall be your strength and healing. Be healed from your heart condition. Be healed from your womb problems. Barrenness shall turn into fruitfulness. Here is a couple. I speak to you through the Holy Spirit. Up to this day, 9 months, and you will have a baby in your arms. Hallelujah! The God of Abraham and Sarah is still alive. Glory to God in the highest. Lord, I thank you that your healing power is flowing, that you heal everyone of all diseases. Receive your healing now. Blind eyes open, deaf ears unstop, dumb mouth speak in the name of Jesus. Be healed from your allergies now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you have touched multitudes. And we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Now receive your gift of healing by faith. Do something you couldn't do before. The power of God is flowing here like a mighty, mighty, mighty. Oh, hallelujah! Thus says the Lord, you shall run and not grow weary. You shall walk and not faint. You shall feast and not be sick. And your life has been extended to its original length in the name of Jesus. How many of you know that Jesus has healed you right now? Wave your hand if you know that Jesus has healed you right now. I know it too. Are you happy? Amen. Back to Brian. God bless you all. I say goodbye to you.